Hello, everybody. Good morning to you all. Very sorry to interrupt Neil Young here. Take that back. No, I'm not. He's gotten kind of crotchety in his old age. Harry and I were running a little bit late. We apologize, but you are now officially tuned in to season 7 of The Swing Shift. We are very happy to be back. Harry's loading up some good tunes off of vinyl as we speak. He's all set. We've gotten the okay. Keep it right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford for the next hour to listen to some awesome stuff. I'm Ben here with my friend Harry. We're going to go scour the halls of WMFO and pick out some cool stuff to play for you. If you have suggestions, feel free to call in at 617-627-3800. I have to make some changes to the board now, so I'm going to do it while talking. Hey, Harry, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Ben.
You're doing well?
Yeah.
That's good.
Kind of a gloomy day, but we're going to try to spice it up with
some Yeah,
music.
We're going to have some good time.
Some
okay, shut up. Now the board is good. Thank you.
Listen to this. They call it Stormy Monday. Well, then Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday. Oh, Lord, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Lord, and Thursday's all so sad.
Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out and play. Saturday I go out and play. Sunday I go to church, and I kneel down and pray.
What do you say? On me.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy on me. You know, I'm trying to find my baby. Want somebody in place and a home to me. Learn to love me and leave me.
Either one you wanna do.
Learn to love me and leave me. The one you want to do.
Because you see some strange things is happening now, baby.
Look out there.
And something could happen to you.
That's right. But you know what? The reason why I'm for this. And then I find me crying. Daylight finally crying too.
We cry all the time.
Midnight find me crying. Baby, daylight find me crying too.
You can say it again.
You better watch yourself now, pretty baby. Something could happen to you. If you know you don't want me, baby, why won't you let me be?
See ya.
Yeah.
Sounding good, Bob. You're sounding good.
What you gonna do there? Yeah, if you feel like it.
So Harry and I were just talking that there should really be a video camera set up in here, so that you can see what's happening in the studio at all times, especially if you're streaming this from a computer. Because Harry and I were like, "Hey, do you want to get on and properly introduce the show after this second tune?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then I was like, okay, let's get our headphones on so that we can hear ourselves. And he said, that's a good idea, Ben. And then I said, wait, where are our headphones? They're all over the place. What's going on? This is chaos. Oh, no, we're going to need a bigger boat. We spent probably a good 45 seconds attempting.
Too long.
Attempting
time we're never going
to
get
untangle.
Back.
A rat's nest of cables left here,
but Ben
which
just,
I just
Ben
solved.
Just, like, pulled the keystone out and figured it out.
Yeah, there you go. 4 years of mechanical engineering, and that's
and
what
I
you
can
get.
Untangle a pile of cords.
With one hand while talking on the radio. So it's been a great morning. I was doing the twist earlier. Sorry you all missed that.
That was what I really wanted for Harry's eyes only. Send out to the good people.
Yep. Harry apparently has a rant, so he's going to introduce himself with that. And keep in mind, I'm on the control board, so at any time I can turn his microphone slightly
down
and the music slightly up. So
this is important.
I got your back, listeners. All right, Harry, take it away.
So, last night I was on Facebook, and...
That's it. Nope. I'm joking.
I was on Facebook, and there's a Rolling Stone article that like popped up on my newsfeed that somebody had posted that was the Rolling Stone's 100 best drummers, or 100 greatest drummers, I think.
Oh, no.
And
are you sad that you weren't on it?
Well, right. So I clicked on it to ensure that I was in the top 10,
only
to find that I was actually nowhere on the list, which was rather upsetting.
That is upsetting.
But the list, listeners, the list.
Yeah.
Chris Dave is at the 95 spot,
mm-hmm.
which means that in the Rolling Stone universe, there are 94 drummers in the world better than Chris Dave.
Yeah, but only 94.
Yeah, but there are probably only 9, if that, right?
Yeah.
Questlove only made the 54 spot.
Okay.
Right? And, like, there were... it was terrible, listeners.
Who was number one?
Ringo was, I think, 12.
Okay, that's just wrong. That's
he
just,
should be nowhere
that's
on
just
the
incorrect.
List.
That is absolutely incorrect.
I think number one was Bonham.
Okay.
Which...
Jason or John?
John.
Okay. So if it's a list of living and dead,
and it wasn't,
95 isn't bad to be, especially if you're in the position of Chris Dave, which means that
yeah, but like
you can
Dave
go
Grohl
up.
Was ahead of Chris Dave.
Dave Grohl was he's a phenomenal drummer, man. Have you ever
that
listened
dude from the Chili Peppers.
Okay, yeah, he's mediocre.
It was
he's good at his job.
It looked
though.
I mean,
he's yeah, a pretty good but, funk rock drummer. You don't like funk rock, Harry? You're not a funk rocker.
Anyway,
that's what I got from your hair part. It says I like funk rock.
Is it possible? Never mind. I don't think I can say that on air. No, but. What it looked a lot like was that Rolling Stone had just taken a list of their 100 favorite bands.
Okay.
And then listed the drummers from those bands. With a very few exceptions, namely Chris Dave
mm-hmm.
and Questlove, and a couple of like Stax session drummers from way back in the day who
yeah.
deserve absolutely to be on the list. There's another weird thing. I think it was the 7 spot had Jabbo Starks and Clyde Stubblefield sharing the 6 or the 7 spot because they both played with James Brown, which seemed like...
Which obviously makes them the same person
right.
with the same skill set.
Like, there was a picture of them playing 2 drum sets together on
yeah.
stage with James Brown, and it was like, okay, like...
So that happened once.
Right, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Like, no, there's still 2 distinct people. So, anyway, Rolling Stone magazine has...
failed you yet again?
Yeah.
It was
pretty upsetting. So you guys can go, you can look it up, and rage over the results.
So in the Harry magazine, I'm assuming...
You can ask for the top five?
Yeah, pretty much. What's your top five, Harry?
Living and Dead?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, God. Can we cut to commercial?
Yeah, I'll think and by about commercial it. We mean music.
Music, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, don't you love how this show works? We're gonna play some tunes. I'm gonna pester Harry some more. Check
but
it out on
so
the live.
We are so happy that you are listening.
Yeah.
To the Swing Shift with us, the seventh season, newly syndicated newly Swing Shift. So we're gonna play some more music and stop jawing, and then we'll be back to you with top five drummers of all time.
Yep.
A la Harry. We'll be right back.
me just to run around all night long. Oh Lord. Just to run around all night long. I didn't care what she didn't love. I was slip on in a hound. When I first come to town, people, I was walking down Parkway. Talking about club and leaf. I started to drop in there at night. When I got there, I said, yes, people, they were really having a ball. Oh, Lord.
just because we quarrel. You saying goodbye, I know you can't mean it. It's got to be a lie. So before you go, yeah, don't leave me inside, oh. Just say it's okay if I call you tomorrow. Would it make any difference if I said I was sorry? If I only knew, then I wouldn't be worrying. So before you go, yeah, yeah, don't leave me in sorrow. Just say it's darling, goodbye. Goodbye for now. I know I've got to make it through the night somehow. Lord, before you go, yeah, yeah, don't leave me in sorrow. Just say it's alright, Lord, if I call you tomorrow. You say it's all right, and I know it's all right.
Perfection. All right. Welcome back to the Swing Shift, everybody. So we are, of course, now Harry's got us on... I'm on this line here. I'm looking at the list, and I am equally peeved, but about some slightly different things. For example, 94. So right after Chris Dave, right ahead of Chris Dave in the rankings, is Meg White, who you may know from the White Stripes. And if you know anything about the formation of the White Stripes, Jack White mostly asked her to play drums because she couldn't, or at least had never before. And that was the sound of the White Stripes. I don't think this is the top list of 100 most famous drummers without any previous experience, but that's what it's looking to be as far as I'm nearing the low 80s here. So Harry.
However, oh yeah, Steve Jordan made the list. As you should. Wow, thanks, Ben.
Sorry, I missed.
Ben didn't turn my mic on.
No, I didn't want you to.
Yeah, Steve Jordan should be higher, I think, or rather lower, e.g., you know, Mo Betta. But yeah, it's really just a list of 100 drummers who played with popular groups, as nearly as I can tell.
Pretty much.
It's pretty... Anyway, you guys can check it out online. It's readily available.
Tommy Ramone. Really? Really? Yeah. Okay.
Ahead of Steve Jordan.
Yep.
Also, yeah, that dude, on name alone, go up.
Bigfoot?
Yeah, and then the picture is he's like in a snow globe type of thing. There's a story there, but yep. we probably can't say on air.
It has to do with George Clinton, so you know it was the 70s, dude. That's the only explanation you're gonna get.
It has to do with George Clinton. It's the 70s, dude. Everyone was doing it.
Yeah, man.
So Ben asked me for my top five. Yeah, I know. It's horrendous. Yeah, Dennis Chambers should be higher. Billy Cobham, I think, is in the next 10 or so. Anyway, and I simplified the project a little bit because this is how we're going to make America great again.
Oh.
Called a little audible there.
Oh, jeez.
And instead, I chose to answer top five living drummers because it makes my life so much easier. And just as I was saying to Ben, like, you know, then it's a little easier to deal with like legacy picks versus technical versus feel versus all of these different things, particularly with just five spots. So here it is. Let's say in no particular order right now, but we can maybe order it at another date, at our next commercial break, perhaps.
Yep.
So I've got to go with Questlove. I've got to go with Clyde Stubblefield. Ooh, is he? He's still with us, right?
Let's go to the Google. you keep going, but
okay. So
I think so.
He might have to be my sixth man. So we've got Questlove. We've got Clyde Stubblefield. Brian Blade, absolutely. I almost forgot about him, but I cannot.
Clyde is 72.
Thank God.
Still.
All right. Yeah. Good. So then I've got to give it to I've probably got to give it to Justin Brown, both because he's a Berkeley High alum and because he didn't make the list, the Rolling Stone list, and because he's probably maybe second to Brian Blade, one of the most creative jazz drummers out there. And I might have to give the five spot to Carl Allen. Yeah, I'll do that. And my sixth man might have to be Richard Spavin, dude. On feel alone.
Yeah.
And also to get some international flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
Hailing from East London, I believe, Richard Spavin. So I think that's got to be my list.
And a pretty solid list to me.
Richard Spavin absolutely deserves the spot because he's no longer touring with Jose James, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's doing his own project or his own thing or if he just got replaced or what, but now Nate Smith is playing drums. Although, you know who didn't make the Rolling Stone list?
Who?
Stevie Wonder. Have you ever seen Stevie Wonder play drums?
No.
He slays, dude.
I'm sure.
He's awesome. That's not even an April Fool's joke.
Okay.
Also, yeah, Gene Krupa comes in the 7th spot, and I think Buddy Rich came in the 15th spot. So somebody's rolling over in their grave.
Yeah. My boy Neil's only number 4.
Yeah.
With Moon, Baker, and Bonham ahead of him, yeah.
So anyway, that's my five living drummers.
All right, fantastic.
For simplicity's sake.
Fantastic work.
Thank you.
If you want to talk more with Harry specifically, then about drummers, feel free. I can call in.
Yeah.
It is now our job, since it's about 10:45.
We're legally mandated.
We are, yes. So I took the reason that there was no show last week. Was because we were on spring break. But the reason there was no show the week before,
is
because we were preempted by acoustic...
I was wondering
acoustic,
why we didn't do a show last week.
Yeah, we were preempted by acoustic measurements in the studio, which is entirely my fault because I'm the one doing them. But we had a very hard time doing those acoustic measurements because the radio station is now sitting very nicely underneath one of the new flight paths out of Logan.
Yeah.
So I have a personal connection to this one. Again, I wish there was a video camera so you could see that this PSA has a large picture of an airplane and then a small dog with a big caption that says "Make it stop."
What?
So you know that this one's going to be impartial.
Are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? For our out-of-town listeners, probably not. But our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision in June of 2013, which sounds like a ride at Disney's Tomorrowland, but it's not. In fact, it is a mandate that says every single airplane departing from a certain runway
has to fly over Medford, Massachusetts. Winds,
yeah, continues on one of four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods. So it supplies near constant noise. And that is definitely not an exaggeration. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this and will hold its next monthly meeting on Monday, April 11th, from 7 to 8:45 p.m. at the Winchester Public Library. That's 80 Washington Street in Winchester. For more information, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org on the web. So wait, hit up the internets. Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
April? No. No.
Okay, so they want it to be quieter,
uh-huh,
and increase inefficiencies, mm-hmm, at Logan Airport.
Yeah.
Listen to me carefully. Logan Airport.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's not fair to only have four possible flight plans off of a single runway with one direction of winds. That's not fair, Harry.
Seems like a very specific condition, doesn't it?
But it's annoying.
No, like I'm certain that it is, and I don't at all mean to make light of it. But to make light of it briefly, are you kidding? There must be something better that these people can do with their time. There must be.
Well, if you want to see, if you want to see what this looks like, and that is what people who have nothing better to do with their time look like.
Unless the dog is going to be there. The dog's kind of cute.
Dog, yeah. Not when he's making that face, but he's in agony because of the airplane overhead. That is pictured directly next to him. The scale of these pictures.
That's a big dog.
That's a big dog, man. That's a really big dog.
Must be this tall to fly.
And that jet has four engines, so that's like a 747 or a 737 or something big. That's not one of your prop planes. That dog is a very large dog.
Yeah, and he has big ears.
Yeah, so he can pick up all the airplane
Clifford
noise
is hurting.
That
okay.
is coming to him pretty much at head level.
Exactly.
This has been a public service announcement.
Go to the library to talk about how how jets should no longer buzz the tower that is Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yep, requesting flyby. Yeah, that ends
Top
the,
Gun was never
that,
the same.
That ends the that ends the joking about PSAs portion of today's show. Happy April, everybody. It is
happy
officially
kind
of gloomy and gray outside.
To celebrate, Boston has given us more mediocre weather.
Yep.
Mediocre is actually, I think, a little charitable.
Yeah, but maybe the weather is better wherever you are.
We hope it is.
So we're kind of winding down into the last 10 minutes of the show. We hope you have enjoyed Harry's straight-ahead picks and my couple misses. That John Lee Hooker tune, I will apologize for. He's a phenomenal artist, but that was recorded in stereo on potatoes.
Two potatoes. Left potato, right potato.
Left potato, right potato. And they were slightly out of sync.
Let's be fair.
Because, they are potatoes.
Let's be fair. I had a kind of a miss. That Manhattan tune, that first one, was a little shrill.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool, but I liked the unison bass part at the beginning.
Yeah, that was cool.
But sonically, tonally, it was not the most enjoyable thing I would...
Yep.
I would
at least you didn't have ping-ponging stereo vocals.
And again,
it could have been a lot worse.
My God, how I wish we had a video feed.
I tried my best to give you all the stereo experience. What just occurred here?
That is Ben Stern on a Friday morning. A sleep-deprived Ben Stern.
Sleep-deprived. Oh, so badly.
On a Friday morning.
Yep. So we're gonna get back to picking out some good tunes for the end of the show here.
We are.
Thank you very much for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is The Swing Shift.
Newly syndicated.
While BB and the boys taking a little break.
Hey man, why'd you turn the music down?
Sorry, man.
Turn the music down so that we can say goodbye to you guys.
Yep.
So that we can thank you so much for listening. Remind you that we do love you madly. Hope that you will. Hope that the studio does not fall down on us.
Me too. Hope that too.
Hope that you will tune in next week.
And hope that you'll stay tuned to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford for our next show, the Pegasus Pageant Hour.
So
I think I said that right. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Ah, darn.
You were close.
I missed the last word.
Wow.
You need to try to make it three P's.
The
Pegasus Pageant Party.
Ooh, there it is.
I'm doing your job for you. My retainer is $100 an hour.
I was going to say, next one's going to cost.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening to The Swing Shift, 7th season, newly syndicated.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.